From Tidbits on May 10th, 2010, this is International iPad Ship Dates and Prices Announced, written by Doug McLean and Glenn Fleischman. Apple has announced that the iPad will officially be available in Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Spain, Switzerland, and the UK on May 28th, 2010. Customers will be able to buy it through the online Apple Store, Apple Retail Stores, and select Apple-authorized resellers. Online pre-orders will be accepted as of May 10, 2010. Apple also said that the iPad will be released in Austria, Belgium, Hong Kong, Ireland, Luxembourg, Mexico, Netherlands, New Zealand, and Singapore in July 2010. Apple appears to be keeping its markup low over U.S. prices, which is rare. But given that the iPad can be used worldwide and that the 3G flavor is unlocked and may be used with any GSM carrier, Apple may be trying to avoid the lightweight iPad being purchased in large quantities in the United States and sold overseas. In most cases, the price differences between countries are less than service shipping costs. Device costs. Apple revealed iPad pricing for some countries in its press releases. We've pieced together prices in other countries from press reports. Prices below are for the Wi-Fi iPad in 16, 32, and 64 GB versions, followed by the 3G iPad in the same capacities. Australia. In Australian dollars, Wi-Fi, $629, $759, and $879. 3G, $799, $928, and $1,049. Prices include the 10% GST. Canada. In Canadian dollars, Wi-Fi, $549, $649, and $749. 3G, $679, $779, and $879. 5% GST and 0 to 10% PST is not included. Germany. Wi-Fi. In euros, $514, $614, and $714. 3G, $614, $714, and $814. Germany's prices are about 15 euros higher than in other European countries due to a copyright levy on top of 19% VAT. France and Italy. Wi-Fi. In euros, $499, $599, and $699. 3G, $599, $699, and $799, includes 19.6% and 20% VAT, respectively. Japan, Wi-Fi, in yen, $48,960, $59,040, $68,880. 3G, $58,230, $67,920, and $77,280. 5% tax is not included in prices. Spain, Wi-Fi. In euros, $479, $579, $679. 3G, $579, $679, and $779. Prices include 16% VAT. Switzerland, in Swiss francs, CHF. Wi-Fi, $649, $779, and $899. 3G, $799, $929, and $1,049. Price appears to include 7.6% sales tax. UK, in pounds, Wi-Fi, $429, $499, and $599. 3G, $529, $599, and $699. Prices include the UK's 17.5% VAT. While these prices may seem like steep markups over the $499 to $829 range of iPad pricing in the United States, U.S. prices don't include mandatory national taxes. Some U.S. states have sales tax approaching 10%, and Apple charges sales tax in every state in which tax is collected. Non-U.S. iPad pricing, once tax is removed from the price, appears to have a 5 to 8% markup over base street prices in the United States. Service plans. The plans announced by most carriers outside the United States should make Americans glad to have AT&T to kick around for once. Very few carriers are providing anything like unlimited monthly service. Several offer a data cap after which service is throttled to 64 kilobytes per second, but no additional charges accrue. One or more carriers in every country but Australia and Switzerland have provided plan details. Several transnational carriers like O2, Orange, and Vodafone have different offerings in each country in which they provide service. Only SoftBank in Japan offers a contract-based service as an option. All other plans are one-time only, typically for day or week use, or recurring billing until canceled with no penalty. Canada's Rogers Communications is offering service comparable to its iPhone plans. For $15 Canadian per month, you get 250 megabytes of usage, and for $35 per month, 5 gigabytes of usage. Both plans include unlimited Wi-Fi. No overage fees are described. In France, two carriers will offer iPad service plans, but only Orange, which provides service in many countries, has so far provided pricing. Orange's plans in France are 200 megabytes for €10 per month and €39 for 2 gigabytes per month. Both plans include unlimited Wi-Fi on Orange's 30,000 hotspot network. Additional units of 300 megabytes are available at €10 each and must be used within 31 days. Orange is offering a 15% discount to voice subscribers. Orange's footnotes say that VoIP, news groups, and peer-to-peer networking are forbidden. O2 in Germany has a CAP service that provides HSPA 7.2 megabytes per second raw rate, downstream service until you pass the cap, at which point you throttle down to 64 kilobytes per second. Service costs €10 per month for 200 megabytes, €15 for 1 gigabyte, and €25 for 5 gigabytes. Also in Germany, Vodafone has a somewhat less appealing offer. The company will charge €19.95 per month for up to 200 megabytes and €29.95 per month for up to 3 gigabytes. When you run out of data with the 200 megabyte plan, you're finished. There's no option I can see to renew. The 3 gigabyte plan throttles usage each month to 64 kilobytes per second after you hit the limit. VoIP, instant messaging, and P2P are forbidden. In Italy, Vodafone is taking an interesting approach. Usage is limited to 500 megabytes per day, and you can pay either €2 per day or €30 per month. After 500 megabytes of usage each day, service is throttled to 64 kbps. VoIP is forbidden. Orange in Spain will charge €350 per day at up to 250 megabytes usage per day, or €35 per month at up to 2 gigabyte per month. After the daily or monthly limits, rates are throttled, likely to 64 kbps. Vodafone's charges for Spain aren't revealed without entering a legitimate address, but other sites report service is €17.4 per month for 250 megabytes of usage and €37.12 for unlimited, which is likely just a few gigabytes per month with a throttle, as with Orange. SoftBank in Japan offers both prepaid and postpaid plans in a unique twist. You can pay 4,410 yen for 1 gigabyte usage over 30 days, or pay 2,910 yen per month with a 2-year contract for unlimited use during that period, although with a throttle past some undefined usage limit. In the United Kingdom, three carriers are providing iPad plans, all of them offering many options with lots of provisos. O2 has three plans, £2 a day for up to 500 megabytes of data, and monthly plans of £10 for 1 gigabyte and £15 for 3 gigabytes. If you're paying by the day and run out of data, you can add another 500 megabytes for £2. If you're paying by the month, you can add either 1 gigabyte for £10 or 3 gigabytes for £15. However, no matter what plan you have, you cannot use more than 5 gigabytes in a month. All three plans include unlimited hotspot Wi-Fi, which excludes streaming audio and video, VoIP, and P2P, among other unspecified excessive uses. Orange has five plans. You can pay as you go at 5 pence per megabyte up to a total of £40 per month, 800 megabytes in effect, but you can use the service until you hit 2 gigabytes in a month. A daily plan costs £2, up to 200 megabytes, valid until midnight of the day you sign up, while a £750 weekly plan includes up to 1 gigabyte, good until midnight of the seventh day. Two monthly plans run 3 gigabytes for £15 and 10 gigabytes for £25. The monthly plans include unlimited Wi-Fi, which is just £750 per month of usage. Vodafone will charge £10 per month for 1 gigabyte, and £25 for 5 gigabytes. The Vodafone site isn't yet providing full details on related terms, limits, caps, and Wi-Fi. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.